Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. A Maine Monitor investigation by reporter Josh Keefe has found that U.S. Customs and Border Protection has a new internal affairs office in Bangor, tucked away in, quote, a nondescript, unmarked office space in a building on Farm Road in Bangor, owned by Dana White, president and CEO of the Ultimate Fighting Championship and a prominent booster of President Donald Trump, end quote. Summarized in an article published over the weekend, Keefe's investigation found that the office is responsible for investigating allegations of misconduct by Customs and Border Patrol officers and deaths of people while in CBP custody. Keefe reports, quote, there are no signs naming the office at either of its apparent entrances, which are under the watch of security cameras. A sign near one door warns that trespassers can be prosecuted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, end quote. There's a lot more to the story, and you can read the full report at themainmonitor.org. You can also catch the Maine Monitor Radio Hour, hosted by reporters from the Maine Monitor, here on WERU on the first Thursday of every month at 4 p.m. The Bath Marine Draftsmen Association, BMDA, UAW Local 3999 membership, voted on Saturday to reject the proposed General Dynamics Bath Ironworks best and final contract offer, stating in a press release that it did not sufficiently address wages that are lower than the national average, affordable insurance, and retirement income security. Trent Villela, president of BMDA, is quoted in the union's press release, quote, we had hoped that the company took to heart the statements made by Secretary Hegseth here at BIW on February 9th, because our membership certainly did. General Dynamics continues to make record profits off our labor and gives away billions every year through stock buybacks and dividends, while many of our members live paycheck to paycheck. With this company proposal, General Dynamics is continuing to show that corporate earnings per share are more important than our members' earning per pay period, end quote. The Bath Marine Draftsmen's Association went on strike at midnight Monday morning, and they invited supporters to join them on the picket line on Washington Street in Bath. Meanwhile, nurses represented by the Maine State Nurses Association National Nurses Organizing Committee will vote tomorrow on a new contract with EMMC, and they canceled their plans to go on strike on Monday. Saturday is the third No Kings Day, with about 40 events planned across the state. It's part of an estimated 3,000 marches and demonstrations happening across the country and around the world. Organizers say, quote, together, we're going to make sure March 28th is massive, peaceful, joyful, and historic. We'll remind the regime and its enablers that the real power resides with the people. We'll give hope and courage to our fellow Americans who are still looking for ways to turn their anger and disapproval into active resistance. March 28th will be the biggest day of mass protest our country has seen yet, end quote. For more information and to find an event near you, you can go to nokings.org. And finally, looking ahead to next Monday, a coalition of Maine groups will be holding a town hall for Susan Collins, who hasn't actually done a town meeting, they say, in 20-some-odd years. However, they will have an empty chair, and they will speak to the empty chair and report their concerns. That's going to be happening at Jeff's Catering in Brewer, Monday night. Doors open at 5:30. The event is from 6 to 8 p.m., and we hope to have one of the organizers on with us this week to give you more details. And that's it for today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.